Seeing is believing? Optical illusion museums are designed to trick the eyes and the brain. Have you ever looked at a picture that seemed to move, even though it was completely still? This effect is called an optical illusion. Optical illusions happen when the eyes send information to the brain, but the brain interprets it incorrectly. Because of this, a person may perceive movement in a still image, or think an object is larger or smaller than it really is. Optical illusion museums use special pictures, mirrors, and room designs to create these surprising effects. This allows visitors to experience how easily the eyes and brain can be deceived. Flat images may appear three-dimensional, and people may seem to be standing on the ceiling. By changing their positions, visitors see how the illusion shifts and transforms from different viewpoints. Unlike traditional museums, where people look but don't touch, optical illusion museums encourage visitors to interact with the exhibits. Visitors can enter them, move around, strike poses, and take photos that amuse them. Optical illusion museums, which have become very popular in recent years, are interactive and fun. They combine simple science with a design that encourages hands-on learning. That's how visual confusion turns into a fun and memorable experience. Talk about it. Would you rather visit a traditional museum or an optical illusion museum? Why? Word bank. Interpret. People can interpret the same message in different ways. Deceive. The advertisement was designed to deceive customers into buying more. Viewpoint. From Ethan's viewpoint, the problem was not as serious as others believed. Amuse. The funny video continued to amuse people long after it ended. Interactive. The app includes interactive features that help users practice language skills. Visual. Visual examples help students understand complex ideas more clearly. More information. Optical illusion. Three-dimensional.